Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Joule Network. The Joule Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Joule Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer.
You are listening to Music for the Mind of a Scientist with your host, Maurice Thompson. Join Maurice each Wednesday and Friday at 5 p.m. on the Joule Network, hosted by blogtalkradio.com and thejoulenetwork.net.
Greetings, everyone. Peace. How you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Music for the Mind of the Scientist show right here on the Joule Network, where we are justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. My name is Maurice Thompson, and I want you to sit back and relax, because for the next 90 minutes, we're going to titillate and entrain the brain and move it into different aspects and ranges of frequency resonance through beautiful music, beautiful conversation, and beautiful people, starting off with you. Thank you, beautiful selves, for coming in and listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening via recording. We appreciate the fact that you are listening, and it honors us every time we get an opportunity to present this kind of great stuff for you. Coming up later on in the show, I'm so excited to have our special guest come in with us, none other than Star, MC extraordinaire, a phenomenal wordsmith, as well as an elevated mind. We'll be stopping by to share some music off of her latest album, Mother Nature with a Molotov. So don't go anywhere, because we're going to keep it coming and keep it going right there. But, of course, we're going to jump off with the music. And let's get into the goddess, Miss Stacey Epps. This is Floating right here on Music for the Mind of the Scientist.
Passing clouds, passing you, passing me by. Passionately we can be so high. In heaven or over the sea.
Work and success. to a comfortable to be free. Make sacrifice to see the depth of my identity. Who it is I'm meant to be. Energy is driving me. Truth is a divinity in life. Life, gotta do what I can to make things right. Right, not guaranteed our days or our nights. So we take flight any second we live in. Building our wisdom within sight. Sight, dedicated to our children we write for. You're not forgotten and you in our hearts and our thoughts. We make your ways, we won't sink below the tide. Cause we ride for our people, our village, our community. It's light, light, light.
You're listening to the Music for the Mind of the Scientist show right here on the Jewel Network. The songs that we were just listening to are the Shaolin Afronauts. Awesome name. And the song is just as awesome. The song is called Kilimanjaro. Before that, we listened to Mystic Brew by Ronnie Foster. And we started that entire set off with Miss Stacey Epps and Float. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this brief commercial break. We'll slow it down a little bit, and we'll share some information about the connection between music and astrology and astronomy. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
One of the greatest ranges of vocal talent our generation has ever seen. I take that back. One of the greatest ranges of vocal control that this century has ever seen. I'm going to put it out there that much. This is Miss Rochelle Farrell with Gaia.
Get close to you, yeah, oh, baby. Ooh.
agreeable, then it has a favorable sound, has a favorable style. When it doesn't, then it's the equivalent of hearing somebody sing off key or not rap to the beat. But you can not rap to the beat and still make it sound good if you're following a different syncopation. So all that to be said, we're looking at this these connections, and one of the parts that actually really caught my attention was the notion of polarity and orbit, because I'm starting to learn and figure out what it is in astrology to have certain planets square one another, or trine one another, or semi-sextile one another, and what these literally are. Well, I mean, you've got polarity, so whatever sign is you're talking about, whether it's, for example, if you're talking about Aries, for example, and you go whatever six signs away, it's the opposite sign. So you have these, and every sign has its opposite. So you're talking about, in essence, dealing with polarity or squares. If it's if it's three away, or if it's trine, it's four away. If it's square, it's three away. You know, semi-sextile, it might be, it's two away. You know, you've got these relationships to one another that, depending on it, will dictate a certain amount of harmony that is to be found in between those two planets, or those two houses, or those two signs, or those particular aspects. And they can become as intricate as listening to variations in musical notes. Then you start pulling in different instruments and having all of these instruments playing different notes at different times, but still moving together to create one song. So you talk about the Babylonian zodiac, and then the Mayan calendar, and then the Chinese zodiac, and the Egyptian zodiac, and there's all these different aspects that you could use to dictate and sketch out the path of your life. But when they all start to pull into place, on top of the rhythms and the frequencies of your own body, of your circadian rhythm, you know, there's so many different frequencies that pull themselves together and congeal into this orchestra that you call your life, that any understanding of any of those frequencies and any of those periodic returnings of cycles is bound to be beneficial in helping you navigate through it. So, very lightly, I'm going to just leave it on this note. I know this is like such a wealth of information. I'm very fortunate. The book that I'm referencing, when I came to begin to start looking into this, outside of several different astrology books, is called, this book is called The Physics of Love. And The Physics of Love deals with the sympathetic vibratory frequency patterns and how they relate in different subjects. And one thing that is interesting is that it talks about how the sun, of course, is the key fundamental to our existence on this plane, on this planet. So the sun is the actual fundamental note that all the other planets, all life responds to. But then you come to know, then as we begin to experience this evolution and this process of development, what we're realizing is that there's actually a bigger orchestra going on. So there is, quote, literally the sun that serves as the fundamental note for our sun, which serves as the fundamental note for our planet, which serves as the fundamental note for our soul, our personal individual entities that then have billions of cells and trillions of atoms and innumerable subatomic particles that are still moving in the same vibration to our fundamental, to the Earth fundamental, to the sun's fundamental, to that sun's fundamental, and probably that sun before that's fundamental. So it's an amazing combination. And as we start to look at these things, we start to understand how huge the orchestra of life is that we play a very small but significant part to. So, with that being said, we're going to jump to a little bit more music real quick and then come back on the other side of this. Fly the Family Stone, because it's always a family affair.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Thicker than the mud, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Body made of minerals, protein, dope fiends, walking with a slow lean, rise up,
time to refine your reality. Destined for greatness, not born to be a casualty. Bodies of a malady operate from the spirit. Mellowed out the groove so the party people feel it and still get the jewel. Music is a tool for enlightenment. Instead of fighting fists, I'ma strike with this. Pen is mightier, use it as a sword. My old goons hold it down, ensure the empress is secured. Rest assured, after trials been endured, prevention beats cure, intentions ever pure. Notorious lyrics off and on like a light switch. Tuned into the right pitch, passion what I write with. Peeking the frequency, frequently freaking me. Universal law of give and take it equally. Drawn to the light like moths to the flame. Soul not told cause it's natural game. Blame none, a victim never claim one. Yep, the same one that's got your brain son. Up and at him, early bird type fashion. Fit the armor, I was born for sound clashing. At twilight, 90 feet, I cut off the weak. They've no right to speak, misperfection at its peak. Blessed with this, so I strive to move in honor. Sister, daughter, comrade, mama. Refrain from the drama, let them hang like a comma. Pause, applying what I learned to the cause. Effective, speak from experience, perspective. Reflective, actions, freedom, passion. Up late nights till I get it straight right. Sacrifice is great vice, let's take flight. Wiser now, I'm older, solar, rays melting caps, it's polar, reverse curses with verses, it is spelled, bringing skill back, Sugar Hill rap, still dopest, real focus, take notice, packing up my duffel, making moves all coast, is that je ne sais quoi, comme si, comme ça, love wherever you are, cause you made it this far, the wealth is the people, don't let them mislead you or bleed you, vampires tripping cause they need you from days fetal. Been battling the evils, not a superstar, more like Ya Santa Wah. Dub Conqueror, bet she set it off for sure. Like Tio and Tony, taking what's owed me, homie. This lady's first like Latifah and Moni. And if you don't know by now, you'll never know me.
That song is Sankofa off of the recently released Mother Nature with a Molotov project. I am here with a lyrical juggernaut. I mean, she is an alchemist with words. I don't really even know how I can even put all of this into one statement except for by saying, star. What's going on? How are you?
Peace. I'm wonderful. How are you? What an introduction.
I'm doing pretty fantastic, and I'm kind of floating right now because, for one, you know, it's always love whenever we get a chance to get together, and two, I'm just so excited because this album, this Mother Nature with a Molotov album is amazing.
Thank you.
I know that wasn't quite a question, but I guess... it's so
I
much.
Agree.
So, I mean, there's so much that I could say, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time recapping the past, because everybody, people can go to your, make sure they visit your website, www.
Right, I'll drop the link in the chat room right now.
Indeed. So, www.star, that's S-T-A-H-H-R, and the two H's are for hip-hop, star.com. And you can find and you can read the bio and all of that stuff, but I really want to take a moment to get into your head to find out what was the inspiration for Mother Nature with a Molotov. How did this project come about?
Mother Nature with a Molotov was really the result of a catharsis for me, going through some major shifts and transformations in life. A floodgate just opened, and the way I processed everything was through writing the songs that became the album. That is the short edited version.
Well, that process has definitely pulled out a beautiful result. You know, this is, you know, when you start looking at these kind of metamorphoses, you know, it's kind of like a butterfly. It's when we actually think about the process of becoming a cocoon, going into a cocoon, and having pretty much everything that constitutes what you thought was you break down into like this metamorphic soup, this like evolutionary soup, and then reconstitute itself to find yourself a complete different being. And I mean, I can understand the process. Now, these skills have always been there. This is not, that part ain't nothing new. You are serving it up on such a level that I'm fascinated by how much information, by how densely packed it is with a higher level of thinking. How does that process work for you? Is it do you just open up and let this information spill and then go back over it and say, wow, I was talking about that and that and that and that and that? Or do you sometimes come to the board and say, all right, these are some of the things that I need to touch on. Let me structure the song around that.
I was doing a lot of studying also during that cathartic period, so I was processing new information and then also things that were already there. You know, I had tapped into my Akashic records. A lot. When I write, I channel. So, I mean, there are times when I sit down, I'm like, okay, I want to write about this specific thing. But when I start writing, I just write and I let it flow. I let the pen, you know, and the spirit just move. So a lot of that just came from me listening to the beats and what the beats brought out of me. And it was really a highly spiritual experience writing. I really was, you know, communing with other dimensions and other life forms during that time. I went through the butterfly analogy is like perfect. The phoenix from the flames. So yeah, I mean, Mother Nature with a Molotov is another aspect of me that I had to go through what I went through to fully let that emerge and come about. So, you know, some people know I used to go by Stardust MC. Well, that was something that had run its course. And the Molotovs are like, it's time to let us pop off. You know, that fiery energy was definitely needed right now. So that's basically what happens. Like, I will have, okay, I want to, you know, I may want to write about, like, say I want to write about law, but I don't want to beat people in the head with law. So I will intersperse it, you know, throughout without it sounding like I'm, you know, reciting Black Law Dictionary. You know, you gotta find your ways to make the information palatable and accessible. So a lot of the songs too, I really put a lot of emphasis on choruses and hooks because that was not a strong suit for me, and I was intent on creating, you know, mantras, if you will, my Molotov mantras that would stick in the minds of the beings that were listening. And Mos Def did an interview, and what he said in this interview really stuck with me about songwriting. He was like, you know, when you're writing a chorus, don't look at it like you're writing a rhyme. Think of it as you're just writing another song, but it's just a short little condensed version of what your song is about, and it doesn't have to be like a rhyme. Just write it. You know, write it beautifully. And I took that gem and I applied it. And I think it works. A lot of my choruses, I'm like, man, them things are jamming. Like, I wrote that. Really? because it was a challenge. It was a challenge for me. It was a challenge for me. So with those, I definitely sat down and put, I got to say this in the chorus. This has to be said. You know, but the verses, they usually always just write themselves. Like, I might be free, you know, freestyling, just something spontaneous off the top of my head, and then I'll write it down, and I'll just add on to it from there. Because I usually write in sessions. Like, I may not sit and write an entire song in one sitting. I might get one verse today and then come back 2 days later and get the other one. So each part of the song has a different energy because it was written at a different time.
Who was fortunate enough to be able to come together with you on this project? Who worked on the tracks? Who got a chance to step up and rhyme with you? Because this is a very solid team effort going on here. You got stuff coming from all different directions, really.
You know, again, it really came together organically. It was just so, this project really is just a testament to the power of thought, the power of intent, the power of visualization. I worked with a few of the producers. It's my first time working with, but they were people that I had, you know, always wanted to work with. For instance, like Lex Boogie, he started sending me beats just out of the blue. You know, and I mean, Lex and I, we hadn't even really sat down ever for a long period of time, and Bill, we would just see each other out, you know, socially. And the music that he sent me was so in line and in tune with where I was. It just was amazing to me. Like, I mean, wow, he just totally read. He totally read the energy correctly. I have like four of his beats on the album. Astronaut is someone who, back when we had MySpace, he reached out to me. And I had lost touch with him. And then I reconnected with him through another producer that I had worked with. And, I mean, Astro, I don't even know what Astro looks like. And I promise you, we got the same DNA. We have to. Because it was like putting on a pair, like the perfect pair of shoes, your perfect pair of jeans, you know, that is broken and fits in, you know, your perfect little comfortable, you know, position when you laid up on the couch or whatever, relaxing, you just getting your little crook and you're just in that perfect spot. He just, you know, so we talk about being in our pocket when we rhyme, like, you know, Boogie knows my pocket, Astro knows my pocket, Locksmith. He put on maybe like three beats the day we was in the studio together, and that one was just the one. Like, I jumped in it. But again, I also have a pre-existing relationship with Locke, and he knows me musically. He knows my pocket. I worked with my brother Sid V, great friend of mine, you know, dear brother of mine. He sent me some beats. I picked the one that resonated with me the most. Sankofa was done by another producer that's in France named Calzone, and he barely speaks English. Like, I have to, like, go back to my high school French with him. Like, we'll do, like, Franglish. We'll do, like, half French, half English. Every beat he sent me, you know, has worked. Like, I have a couple of songs that he produced as well. So, Sankofa is, like, that's my joint right there, actually on the low, because it's real subtle. You know, that's like the nerve gas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know until it creep up on you. Or that's like, you know, eating them special brownies. That's what Sankofa is. And the same thing, Big Neb did a beat. Neb and I had known each other for a long time. It just took years for us to get together. And when we did, it was just that one beat, and it was perfect. He said, I got a beat that you're going to be perfect on. A lot of times people will send production, and it's nothing like me. I mean, I get sent a lot of stuff, and I'm like, you can always tell who listens to your music and who is studying you as an artist by the music that they send you. So I chose the people who got me. You know, Phonetic Symbol. He's from Iceland. Everything he's ever sent me, same way, fit like a glove. So I think that that's really beautiful. how half of these beings I've never even, you know, interfaced with in the third dimension, yet they are so in tune with me on an etheric level that we have made these connections, you know, through the internet. And made some wonderful, beautiful, great music. You know, I had DJ Mafioso did the cuts, all the cuts on the album. I had my brother Nick Burns, who was just so phenomenal throughout the whole process. He did the photograph, you know, the cover artwork. He took those photos, and we did the arrangement production together, like all of the skits, the movie clips. You know, he placed those and picked those, you know, and he put the, you know, the all the music that's behind the skits, with the exception of the one that Dale did. He chose those. So, I picked the first one, but the intro one. But yeah, so you know, we collaborated on you know, the arrangement order and whatnot. So he was really great, and then I had a wonderful engineer to mix and master, you know, do my final mix and mastering, my brother Yamin Somali, a.k.a. Amdex. So the sound quality is so very important, because when it sounds good, you want to listen to it more, and then when it's going to resonate with you deeper. And he really knocked it out the park. So that's what happened. And in terms of the guest MCs, again, Ekandayo, Tom Robinson, C. Ray Walls, family. Eagle Nebula, family. Bug Brown, family. Nomadic Poet, he's in England. We never met, but again, another one of those connections that it just, we always clicked. So, and then Del, who is like one of my Jedi. That's one of my Jedi masters right there. He is a huge inspiration, a huge influence on me as an MC. And it was really an honor to not only have him lace me with a beat, but to do an homage to me on the album. I just asked him for, like, a sound bite. He did a verse, like a long soliloquy, and it encompassed exactly the energy of the project, and he freestyled it on top of that. So everything was definitely about chemistry, about timing, and about you know, the beings that blessed me, because it was a blessing. They just really, I got people who really wanted me to win, who genuinely wanted to see this project do well. They had the same amount of passion and vigor that I did, and that's very important when you're doing anything. Having people who are not just there for the money, they're not just there for the exposure, they're there because they really appreciate what you do, they got real love for you, and everyone was handpicked, definitely. There were no coincidences with that album at all. Everybody that's on there is supposed to be on there. It was written.
Well, that is, I think that sentiment, that statement, those statements just summarize so many different tenets of universal law in themselves without saying this is a universal law. From the aspect of teamwork, cooperation, gratitude, collective focus and thought, this is just a very clean example of how all of those things come into play and come up with a result that you should be very, very proud of. So,
well, thank you.
I want to get.
I couldn't have done it without, you know, I definitely couldn't have done it without some unseen hands. But, you know, physically, I have put that work in. I did. And I was given the exact assistance that I needed, although I didn't really realize just how much so until after the completion of the project, because I had some serious challenges birthing this baby. I had a real hard labor, but it's a healthy, beautiful, thriving, vibrant baby. So it was definitely all in blood, sweat, and tears.
sleepless nights. Definitely worth it. You know, I had to show and prove that I was the goddess that I claim to be with this one, for sure.
Well, I think it comes out pretty clearly. And allow me to share with our listeners one of the classic examples. Now I had a chance to hear this song, and I fell in love with it pretty much as soon as I heard it. This is Unbreakable, produced by the main man, DJ Doug Boogie. And
oh, that's right. I didn't even get to shout out everybody that produced. Doug Boogie, another example. That's family. I done known Boogie forever. He's that beat. He lost the file of the beat, like, after he sent it to me. So we didn't even have the whole session. That's how that one, yeah. Unbreakable is a real true testament. That's why it's called Unbreakable, because that joint there, boy. Yeah, that joint helped contributed to a lot of healing. Everybody that's given me feedback on that has been my yo sister for real. Like, that got me through some things.
It does.
So, but Doug Woody did that one. I got my sister Pootie. She's in the back harmonizing. She's trying to downplay her contribution to the song, but you know, those harmonies really set everything off. Again, to talk about the pocket, you know, that just sometimes it just be one little piece that just nails it, and her voice nailed it. It brought everything together. And then I recorded too, where I recorded the music, and you know, I had very comfortable recording environments as well, so that helped too. But yes, Unbreakable.
Let's check it out.
That it would break me, take me off my course. Fell, pick it up, realign with the source. Back on the horse like a diver. I'm a survivor, victor, picture perfect. Work it till it's short circuit. Think it, speak it, claim it, secret. Ancient, cadence, murder, fragrance. Ultraviolet, how I speak when I'm silent. Through my aura, borealis, aurora. It's in the bloodline, liquid sunshine, the heart. Know it, and I'm doing my part. Sometimes it's switch in a blink like a glitch in the link of a chain. Stay off it, before I lose, I'm a forfeit. No bowing to the corporate, a devil's in the pulpit. I'm flawless, flawless, spit gorgeous. Justice for the Lord, it's that real rawness. Reckless, but softer than the pearl necklace. We out of balance, let's correct it. Stay connected, we resurrect it. Then over on the next mission, the womb must be protected and respected. I say, no more victim, that's the mission. Deal with truth every day. Gotta make it over, that's the only way. Go against the grain, work through the pain to get joy. Something to hold on, murder Lloyd. Survival of the fit, we intent, brethren. Seven steps to heaven, wafers unleavened, communion with the interstellar, ginger lever, shooting dice with Christ, looking for my cinder fella, Dana Dane blow, plain Jane no, punky booster with the colorful, main brain blow, life in bananas, welfare and tannin, regardless, cry freedom if you really want while you're planning and designing, strong under pressure, morph into a diamond, shining, brighter than some Twinkies on a hog, grinding, creeping through and seeping like a fog. Something inside of me, guiding me, keeps reminding me to rewind and see, no following blindly, the worst is behind me, every cell of my being, responding to freedom, that's where it starts first, filling DNA first, like a climax all through your body, such a rush, tight, fast lane in Maserati, kept my guard up in case they want to start stuff, like little call bluffs, even if you're all tough, knock your block off, trying to get your rocks off, turntables, cause we able to win, unshakable, we rooted firm, breaking them in, breaking them in. Breaking up.
Unbreakable, can't stop the soul. My soul, oh, oh, oh.
hard time, Sark, just trying to pick a few songs I want to play because I just want to throw the whole thing on and just put the microphone down and walk away and just let them hear that because this is the kind of thing that everybody needs to hear. And on top of that, this is the kind of thing that everybody needs to support. So let me make sure that we take a second to let everybody know where they can check you out and where they can get their hands on Mother Nature with a Molotov.
Right now, Mother Nature with a Molotov is available. You can access it through my website, star.com, S-T-A-H-H-R.com. And I have the links to where it is on Bandcamp. And soon I will have it on a couple of other networks, iTunes, Amazon, and the like. But for now, we're going through Bandcamp. I'm looking to using another module to kind of cut that Bandcamp third-party action out, but I'll have more details on that later. But for right now, you can get it on Bandcamp, and I'll also have the CDs available. They can be ordered now. They're sitting at the printer waiting to be picked up. So the CDs will be available as scheduled on May 18th. So I definitely got the CDs popping. I got the downloads popping. You can go to star.bandcamp.com as well. So, you know, anywhere I'm at online, you will find the link to the music.
As cool, as a cool kid might say, Google her. You know, so what's next?
I'm touring the world is next. Yeah, that's my focus right now is hitting the road and blessing as many stages as possible, festivals. You know, I've lectured at a college before. Shoot, how many universities can I go to and lecture on hip hop? Yeah, I want to be everywhere. So I got a passport. Book me. You know what I mean?
Hey,
that's where I'm at right now.
And there it is. So I want to thank you so much for taking your time and coming down and chilling on Music for the Mind of the Scientist with us. Just, you know, it's always a pleasure, and the door is always open.
Wonderful. I'm humbled and honored to have been invited. Thank you for helping spread the word and getting the music out there to the people.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we about to take it back to the music before we take this brief break. But we gotta go to this joint. This is one of the ones that I was the dozens I was trying to figure out if I was gonna throw in. But then speaking to you earlier, I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. So we're gonna go to Tap In. So would you like
that's what we gotta do right now in this time. Tapping in. That's one of the mantras I was telling you about. A Molotov mantra. Get up out of here.
There you go. So let's check it out. Produced by Tid V. Called Tap In.
Tid V from Brooklyn.
Working it out, black, indigenous like Arawak. Word power sound, under with them overground. Roots deeper than Shambhala, Jack, collar back. You were living in natural stats, factual acts. Repping the universal dark matter strata. Fiction got to crumble, falsehood shatter like. Who's God and who's the devil? Accountable for all your actions, playing field level. Earthly vessels on the sea of light floating. Open, these herbs are so potent. Damiana with a shot of Garana. Pure energy, negativity ain't ruling me. I reverse the vibration, humble through prostration. Flaming the ego on fire like a Leo. The one like Neo, baby, ask about me everywhere. Like air won't last without me. Let's tap in, it's deeper than rapping. Look at what's happening around you. It'll drown you if you wait on your jaw. Better get on it hard. Let's tap in. It's deeper than rapping. Look at what's happening.
around you, it'll drown you. If you ain't on your job, better get on it hard.
Indigenous roots, life's first fruits, offering the cream of the crop. Back, we on top again. Maya prophecies, we conquer Mephistopheles. Ancient philosophies balance my odd degree. Shedding toxins, shadow boxing, more than often. Our people see jail or a coffin. Let's explore other options, foreign ways we adopted. Return them to sender, reset the agenda. We got this from the North Gate to South Caracas. Shake maracas, escala la cucaracha. Say Dios mio, water like los rios. Madre de hot flows to dry up your snot nose. Unlock those Akashic records, reconnected. Flight of the navigator, glasses aviator. Sweet savor, unique flavor. Regal behavior, aura blocking the hater. More love, they are
tapping, get deeper, get rapping. Look at what's happening around you. It'll drown you. If you wait on your job, better get on it hard. Let's tap in, get deeper, get rapping. Look at what's happening around you. It'll drown you. If you wait on your job, better get on it hard.
Quake your rockstar, big sound rocker, blocker, night nurse seeking a bush doctor. More roots, water and more fruits. Salute, unplug, data reboot. Pull out and don't shoot. Why I brought my oop. Sweet as a breadfruit, absolutely. Dutchess past me, don't get at me. Think fast, can't get nothing past me. Been there and done it. Most couldn't stomach through the valleys up the summit. Fronted, not blazing hot. Cajun scotch, bonnet pepper. Watching lectures, reconnecting dots. DNA unlocked. Free mind, liberation time. Redefined on the grind till we realign. I'm a ride for mine. Flipping the paradigm, flipping the paradigm.
Let's tap in, get deeper, get rapping. Look at what's happening around you. It'll drown you. If you wait on your job, better get on it hard. Let's tap in, get deeper, get rapping. Look at what's happening around you. It'll drown you. If you wait on your job, better get on it hard.
You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
And for those of you just now tuning in, you got some listening to do, I'm telling you, because this has been a fantastic episode of Music for the Mind of the Scientist, and I am joined by our special guest, Star. And you know, this is such a fascinating opportunity that we get a chance to sit down and build with you, because you know, we get a chance, you know, we're very fortunate to have some really dope MCs stop by here on the Music for the Mind of the Scientist show. And one of the things that we do here is we are always looking to realign the frequency patterns. You know, that's what we're about. And even though I didn't pull it up to have lined up to play, but the song you have, Love, is a surefire example of that. You know, we had a chance to talk a little bit earlier, and we were talking about the retuning process and, you know, taking the sound, adding the 528 hertz frequency to music.
Oh, yeah, the Cosmic Love joint. Yeah. Oh, me, my bad. That's my. I went right back to the impetus for writing that song. Like, that's a time travel song, for real.
Like, hold on. I mean, and it's such a well put together song. And I want to get a chance to, matter of fact, I'm gonna make the chance for us to get to listen to that. So, what I want to do, right now, I've got In It Never Of It ready to go, featuring Book Brown, Eagle Nebula, C. Ray's Wall. So, I want to if it's cool, I want to jump into that, and then I want to take them right into that cosmic love joint. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful. It's a great idea. I'm on board all the way.
Bet. So, you listening to
Big Up
Song.
To Abnormal, the producer. He's a little child prodigy, like a little 17-year-old, 18-year-old high school student made this beat.
Oh, dig that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. There's some teenagers I've been hearing stuff from that I've been waiting to get to personally, but that's a whole nother conversation. But let's take it to them right now. In and Never Of It, off of the Mother Nature with a Molotov Project, the Stalk.
Get over, rise above it, have all the angles covered, keep it moving, beloved, in and never of it, get over, rise above it, have all the angles covered, keep it moving, beloved.
They'll never trap me in the square, I swear by the hairs on his chinny chin chin, living within, outside of illusion, this dimension confusing, that's why I'm choosing to listen to my heart, the thinking woman's tool, spent all them years in school, got me further from the jewel, the truth is, I am all that exists, condensed in this vessel, special delivery, all in me, unequivocally, ab initio, mama got a greasy flow, flyer than the TC, so not about to greet me out, she talks slick, so you let it sink in, the slaves ain't free, you's a fraud, Mr. Lincoln, thinking outside the box, divinity rocks like a rose horse, taking no shorts, you become what you think, get your mind right, baby, cause insight 2020 like me crazy,
the goal is to be in it, never of it, get over, rise above it, have all the angles covered, keep it moving, beloved, in it, never of it, get over, rise above it, have all the angles covered, keep it moving, beloved,
mind power, flower to concrete, every situation only toughest your mind thinks, fight or flight scene till the tapestry is how life can be, yeah, the mind can be a powerful enemy if allowed, cloud cover, hover, cuts to what you all about, think, need a reminder every now and then, I flip into depression and forget about the lessons and the blessings I receive and believe I'm falling, cause I ain't brawling, and creditors keep calling while I'm putting my all in a dream, sacrifice, sleep, eating on the run, but I'm the one who asked for it, and glory come in the morning according to what my granny said, use my heart and my head, I picked a fine time to represent, the best is yet to come, yes, oh yes, we won, from the birth to the hearse, let my purpose come first, never place worth on what's not rightfully deserved,
the goal is to be in it, never of it, get over, rise above it, have all the angles covered, keep it moving, beloved, in it, never of it, get over, rise above it, have all the angles covered, keep it moving, beloved.
Every morning when I open my eyes, I thank the Most High for how she synthesized my being into flesh to materialize, divine thought, not souls are bought, though these streets are hot, with an aura of protection I walk, so like the cream I rise to the top, aerial view watching over the fruits I crop, call me eagle with the freedom that just don't stop, and yeah, I'm gonna rock it, cause I'm a rocket with these universal powers in my pocket, heavy energy when I insert into the socket, watch it, decorate your frame like a locket.
Sound good with a fresh child and blessed constellations. Living close to the edge like a game of concentration. We augmented bees now with a better buzz. Due to ignorance, I almost never was. A shooting star, liquid youth with guns. Thanks to Garvey, the Garvey, knew where I was from. So it wasn't too hard to get back to the home. A young Simba, ready for Mufasa's throne now. My Obi schooled me, my Kufi fit loosely. But I was too scared to eat my tabbouleh. Me and my dogs in the house like Snoopy. On my chandelier tip, no coochie. I knew sex was a thing of beauty, so I wasn't playing spin the bottle, catch and kiss or grip the booty. 7 minutes in heaven or hump and hold. More like kung fu class and the new yoga pose.
The goal is to be in it, never of it. Get over, rise above it. Have all the angles covered. Keep it moving, beloved. In it, never of it. Get over, rise above it. Have all the angles covered. Keep it moving, beloved.
So as we keep it moving and get this song to finish uploading, it's going to give us just enough time to thank you and thank everybody for coming out and for listening and for being a part of this experience. Because the song's going to ride us right out. But, darling, thank you so much. And like I said before, the door is always open, so you just come through anytime.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for everybody that's tuned in, either in the chat room or listening. Mother Nature of Molotov. Molotov Season is available on star.com, as well as my other two projects, That Was You, Almost Never Was, and Star T-Shirt. So, willfully, you will take one or four of them home.
Yeah.
Leave it up out of your car and crank that up. Blast it through the hemisphere.
Well, you know, that's how it goes. You know, go ahead and get, like, get a red, black, a green one, and then another black one, just so you can have something to rotate through, you know.
Because I keep coming up with different colorways. You know, you got to get one every time I drop one, because it's something new.
Right, it's like new seasons, you know, just got to catch that spring on 12, you know what I'm saying? So, make sure, everybody that's listening, that you always check out the Jewel Network. Visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net, and be around for all of our shows. Our next show is Monday at 5 o'clock p.m., and that's Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program show with Dr. Jewel Fuqua. And for more information, you already know where to go, www.thejewelnetwork.net. With that being said, that is Star. I'm Maurice, and we are going to take you out of here with some Cosmic Love. So y'all take care, all right?
Why do you want her? She's very beautiful. She's very young. Yet inside her is the power of the gods. We're going to be close, she and I. Oh, yes. We're very close.
Divine number nine, how the paths alive. The world's not ready for these lights combined. Lost when they found them, peace was around them, grounding, keeping this beautiful brown skin. He the truth star, way above par. Reunited threshold of the juice bar. Like wheat grass, good for the temple. Pure energy, oil that's essential. Open like eucalypt, don't even know his name. On a time travel trip, remember kissing those lips on the banks of the Amazon. That's your grammaton, spoke to my soul. That's when it took hold. Locked eyes and bonded instant. Seeing past lives on a farm with infants. New experience I can't explain. And if it's just right, so I won't complain. Outer limits, beyond the stars. Mars and Venus, the universe is ours. Perfect balance, the opposite charge. Unconditional love with no flaws. Outer limits, beyond the stars. Mars and Venus, the universe is ours. Perfect balance, the opposite charge. Unconditional love with no flaws. Melted this icebox, light of my life. I've never been in love before, must have hit the right spot. Only expectation is developing greatness. Encourage me to grow, going with the flow. Embracing nature, straight with no chaser. You not the papers, jewelry or acres. Most people probably never understand. Everything revealed through the touch of your hand. On the small of my back, magnetic attract, complete. We each found a missing puzzle piece. Ain't even gotta speak, connect is that too. Sweet. Everything in St. Magnifique. Official business, good vibes, relentless. Pharaoh for my dreams, ancestors bear witness. Taking our thrones back side by side. Since forever to forever, I say let's ride. Outer limits, beyond the stars. Mars and Venus, the universe is ours. Perfect balance, the opposite charge. Unconditional love with no flaws. Outer limits, beyond the stars. Mars and Venus, the universe is ours. Perfect balance, the opposite charge. Unconditional love with no flaws. Handle it with patience. Inhaling the fragrance of sandalwood. Grafted on stone by ancients. Painted, paint me. Co-signed by my auntie. Paint me in shades of realness, brilliance. Been through it all. This love resilient. Hard-headed, feeling tears, said it's true. Took the boxing gloves off, left the ring for a few.
Through and through we have been perfected. Errors from the past rebuilt, corrected. Planted seeds in the earth, good karma giving birth. Took the best and the worst, making it work. A young version of Ozzy and Ruby, written in the stars by the pen that's a hoodie. Yes, we met right on time. This love is healing from the base of the spine, erasing the line between yours and mine. Outer limits beyond the stars, Mars and Venus, the universe is ours. Perfect balance, the opposite charge. Unconditional love with no flaws. Outer limits beyond the stars, Mars and Venus, the universe is ours. Perfect balance, the opposite charge. Unconditional love with no flaws.
Come on, wake up, everybody. There's no way